Hey, everybody, Josh Peck here from Peck Report. Usually I say that the other way around. I say, welcome to Peck Report. I'm your host, Josh Peck. I tried to do it a little differently today, and that did not work. That blew up in my face. But it's good to talk to you today. Hey, remember that story about the Nephilim mice from a couple months ago? And I said that, you know, when there's new developments, we will stick with that story. Well, there's new developments. We're going to talk about that today. This disgusting story, things that are happening in labs today is awful in the U.S., of all places. It's terrible, so we're going to talk about that. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel and click the bell for notifications. Also, keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com. There's lots of new additions being implemented there, and you're going to want to check those out. Sign up for the newsletter, too. You'll find it right on the homepage in the upper right-hand sidebar thing. So you'll find it there. Make sure to subscribe to the newsletter. All right, so this comes from CNSnews.com. It says NIH grants UCSF $521,082 and a 90-day extension on contract to make humanized mice with aborted baby parts. No final decision yet on whether contract will be canceled. So the National Institutes of Health apparently will not decide whether to continue its long-term multi-million-dollar contract with the University of California, San Francisco, to make what are being called humanized mice. We have talked about these before. They have even used Neanderthal DNA with these things. They've grown human brains in these things. I mean, it's sick stuff, but it's happening unimpeded here in the U.S. But it says that these humanized mice have been made this way with organs taken from aborted babies until after it's completed its ongoing audit of the HHS-funded fetal tissue acquisitions and a comprehensive review of HHS-funded fetal tissue research. So that is extra sickening. And it makes you wonder, was there more behind the decision in New York just recently to allow full-term abortions and things? You know, was there more than just, you know, what they're claiming as women's health issues? I mean, I don't think anyone's buying that. Is there, at least nobody watching this show, most likely, is there a financial, a monetary reason? But it continues to say, in the meantime, NIH has given UCSF a 90-day extension on this contract. So the contract extension with UCSF was signed December 4th, 2018, and it runs through March 5th of 2019, according to the Federal Procurement Data System. And again, it will pay the university over $500,000. So the NIH said in a written statement here, provided in response to questions submitted by CNSnews.com, it says, quote, the contract remains on the 90-day extension to ensure continuity of service until the audit is completed and a final decision can be made about the contract. During the 90-day extension, the NIH contracting officer representative can instruct UCSF to produce new mouse cohorts, obtain or engraft new fetal tissue, and or start new in vitro or humanized mouse studies that are not already planned if deemed scientifically necessary, end quote. So it goes on to say that CNSnews.com asked UCSF this week, which this is about a week old, so this would have been a couple weeks ago, if it had produced any humanized mice since the extension was granted or whether it would be producing any humanized mice during the contract's extension period. And UCSF responded, quote, we are not going to have any further comment, end quote. So we can pretty much figure that, yes, you know, when you get an answer like that, if it was a no, they would just say no, wouldn't they? I mean, there's nothing to be embarrassed about there. There's no controversy there. But if they are doing it, then they say no comment. That's a lot of times how these kinds of things go. I mean, it's not proof. We can't prove it based on that, but it's a good assumption. So on September 24th of 2018, HHS announced it was canceling a different contract at that the Food and Drug Administration had with Advanced Bioscience Resources to require human fetal tissue. And at the same time, HHS announced it was in the process of conducting an audit of all HHS-funded acquisitions of fetal tissue, as well as a review of all HHS-funded research involving fetal tissue. So this HHS announcement came after CNSnews.com reported on August 7th of 2018 that the FDA on July 25th, 2018 had signed the contract with ABR to acquire human fetal tissue to transplant into mice. HHS said in a statement that was issued September 24th, quote, after a recent review of a contract between Advanced Bioscience Resources Incorporated and the Food and Drug Administration to provide human fetal tissue to develop testing protocols, HHS was not sufficiently assured that the contract included the appropriate protections applicable to fetal tissue research or met all other procurement requirements. As a result, that contract has been terminated, and HHS is now conducting an audit of all acquisitions involving human fetal tissue to ensure conformity with procurement and human fetal tissue research laws and regulations. End quote. Now, this September 24th statement from back in September 24th also said, quote, in addition, HHS has initiated a comprehensive review of all research involving fetal tissue to ensure consistency with statutes and regulations governing such research and to ensure the adequacy of procedures and oversight of this research in light of the serious regulatory, moral, and ethical considerations involved. Finally, HHS is continuing to review whether adequate alternatives exist to the use of human fetal tissue in HHS-funded research and will ensure that efforts to develop such alternatives are funded and accelerated, end quote. Now, when it talks about serious regulatory, moral, and ethical considerations, that's not defined, so we don't know what is moral or ethical. I mean, I would say using fetal tissue of any kind for any purpose is probably not moral. I mean, why? How could it be? And a lot of people want to bring up stem cell research and the amazing advancements that have been through that. A lot of that, actually, as far as I know, all of the successful stem cell research and developments that have been made were from adult stem cells, not fetal stem cells. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, on October 17th of 2018. CNS News reported that the NIH had also signed a contract, this one with the University of California, San Francisco, that involved the use of tissue from aborted babies to construct humanized mice. And isn't it interesting that New York just decided what they did? They just made that announcement. Unfortunately, on this channel, and it annoys me to no end, but I can't talk about it too much. I can't say certain keywords because I've already had one video where I talked about the problem in New York involving this type of thing, involving fetal tissue or whatever. There's certain words that I have to be careful how many times I say because YouTube shadow bans videos where I talk too much about it. It's frustrating and it's annoying, but usually on these PEC reports, I know about how many views I'm going to get, and it's pretty consistent. But when I get one where it's only 100 views or 200 views, I know something's wrong. Just with a subscriber base of what are we up to, 57, 58,000 now, doing pretty good. For most videos that I do to get, you know, 1,000 or 2,000, which that is still low, and that's why, you know, that YouTube just doesn't notify all my subscribers, but it does that to a lot of channels. But then if I have one where it's significantly lower, down to 10% of what the others are, there's a problem. And, It's not a mystery. I know exactly what's going on. I've contacted YouTube about it, and they are obviously in no mood to help out or do anything or change. I've even read the email exchange that I've had with YouTube on this channel. You can find that video. So if I want my videos to be seen, and if I want to not lose my YouTube channel the way that YouTube, you know, enjoys deleting YouTube channels that it doesn't agree with politically or socially, then I have to be careful how I phrase things because their algorithms will actually listen to videos and and search for keywords, and this is one of them. So anyway, back to the Nephilim mice deal. It's sad what's going on in our country right now, but I think that there was more behind that decision that was just recently announced in New York. I think there was more behind that decision than just, you know, health reasons. And there are several reasons that debunk that as even a claim. You know, for example, if a woman has health issues and is late in a pregnancy, doctors would not have to kill the baby to save the woman's life. You know, in that type of procedure, if we want to call it that, the woman still has to give birth to the baby, whether the baby's alive or dead. What they would do typically is a C-section, and they would just end the pregnancy, meaning they would take the baby out alive and well. And if it needs to be in one, they would put it in an incubator. They would take care of it. There's plenty of premature babies that go on to live very healthy and happy lives. So the whole health issue is really a non-issue, but a lot of people fall for it. So again, because I want people to actually view this video, I probably shouldn't talk too much about that, which again annoys me to no end. But I can recommend it. If you go to Daily Wire, look up some Matt Walsh videos. He's talked about this issue extensively and does a fantastic job. I would suggest that. But so it seems like they're actively searching for a way to continue with this hybridized, humanized mice experimentation. And we've called it Nephilim mice before because of the hybrid angle and the Neanderthal genetics and stuff like that. But as always, I want to know what you think about this. I cannot see, of course, with all of these things, they're always going to say, well, it's because it might cure cancer, or it might cure these horrible diseases, or it might do this, it might do that. And, you know, they have all these, that is all a front. That is all a front, because there are plenty of areas of cancer research that does not involve injecting fetal tissue into mice and doing these crazy experiments. It's all about experimentation. It's about a lot of horrible things that has nothing to do with curing disease. So I want to know what you think about this. What do you think they're really trying to do? And does this play a role in Bible prophecy? Please leave a comment in the comment section below. And I would love to invite you to the Hear the Watchmen conference in Dallas, of this year, March, the end of March, Dallas, Texas, 2019. This is going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of great speakers. There's a wonderful lineup, and you can click on a link that I've provided in the description below if you want to get your tickets. Click on that link and use the promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0, and you'll get $20 off of your tickets. Isn't that awesome? But it's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of great speakers. Gary Wayne, L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Irvin Baxter, myself, Stephen Bancars, Derek and Sharon Gilbert. Lots of people are going to be there. Ryan Peterson, he's not speaking, but he's attending, so you'll get to meet him too. And lots of people, but it's going to be a blast. But you're going to hear things there that you've never heard before, and you won't hear in church. So it's important, and it's just good fellowship. You can come ask me a question. You can ask anybody a question. It'll be a lot of fun. Again, that promo code Josh20. If you're not viewing this on YouTube and you need the link, just go to hearthewatchmen.com. All one word, hearthewatchmen.com, and click on the link that says Dallas 2019. You'll find it there. Get your tickets today because this is going to sell out fast. All right, everybody, I am excited to read your comments. Please, again, leave a comment in the comment section below. Subscribe, click the bell, and please keep visiting joshpeckdisclosure.com. Sign up for the newsletter up there. Also, if you're a podcast kind of person, everything that we put on this channel can be found at the podcast. Just go to the podcast link. You can subscribe there. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Very easy to incorporate into iTunes, so you can find it there. And pretty much anywhere where you find a podcast, you'll be able to find this one. So, all right, everybody, thank you so much. And until next time, this has been Peck Report. Take care and God bless.